Very timely topic now, as we all prepare for Pesach, is the discussion of kosher Pesach medicine. It's a very complex topic. There are many different categories, many types of medications, many types of situations. Just to start off, it should be very clear that if a person is a chelish yesh bo sakana, a person is in any dangerous situation, if a person is even a suffik sakana, then there's no playing games. A person needs to take whatever he needs to take, or she needs to take. Certainly, if there's an equal option of non-chametz with that which is chametz, so then you should opt for the non-chametz. But again, there shouldn't be any games being played in when it comes to chola she'esh bo sakana. Our discussion is going to be a chola she'ein bo sakana, a person who's ill, but not dangerously ill. It's machlokas how to define a chola she'ein bo sakana. In Hilcha Shabbos, the Gemara, the Rishon, distinguish between halacha, or rather, a chola she'ein bo sakana and a mechush ba'alma. Mechush ba'alma is something that bothers someone, an ache, a headache, an earache. Chola she'ein bo sakana is defined by the halacha as a person whose entire body is in pain, something like the flu, or one who just feels the need to lie down, that the only way he gets comfort is by lying down. These are two types of chola she'ein bo sakana. So we are going to address that particular category of a chola she'ein bo sakana. A person with a mechush ba'alma, a certain ache, seemingly doesn't have a heter of what we're going to discuss. We're discussing a chola she'ein bo sakana. What's the halacha with regards to medication? Now, we're also going to be discussing a medication that has no flavor, that doesn't taste good. If it does taste good, or liquid medicine in children, there's a whole other discussion. Our focus right now is very, very, very limited to a chola she'ein bo sakana, having medication that has either bad flavor or no flavor. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tav Mem Beis Siv Tes, that if a person has a chametz that's nifsal me'achilas kelev, that's no longer edible by a dog, that's not considered chametz with respect to owning it. In other words, you are allowed to own chametz if it's nifsal me'achilas kelev. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if one eats that food, even though it's inedible, but you decide to eat it anyways, that would be an issur midrabanan through the mechanism of achshveh. Achshveh is your machshvet. You're elevating it to a status of chashivas. By you eating it, by you consuming it, that's your way of showing that to you it means something. And that's an issur midrabanan of achilas chametz. An issur midrabanan of achilas chametz on Pesach. So what about achshveh? This achshveh works when you eat something, but what about if you take it as medicine, as medication? Would that also be bechal achshveh? Is that considered eating and would be aser? Or no, eating is when you eat something, but to take it as medicine, that's not called achila, that's not called achshveh. The Chuvashak Gazari in Simon Ayin He assumes that achshveh applies equally to medicine. And one is allowed to take medicine if the medicine is made of chametz, and even if that chametz is a nifsal me'achias kelev, a dog wouldn't eat it, but once you consume it, that's achshveh, and you violate the iser midirabanan. The Chuvas Achiezer Chela Gimel Simon Laman Alev does take this Shagas Aryeh into consideration. He seems to acknowledge it. But most Achronim argue and say achshveh does not apply to medication. There is no iser midirabanan. So if you're taking a medication that has chametz, and that chametz is nifsal me'achias kelev, it would be permitted. This is what the Chazon Ish writes in Orach Chaim Simon Kuf Tes Zayin Os Ches. He says achshveh would only apply when it's the only ingredient. But once the chametz shenifsal me'achias kelev is mixed with other ingredients, it's a tairoves, then achshveh doesn't apply. That's his explanation. This wouldn't only be true by medicine, this would be true as well by eating something that has mixed together chametz that's inedible. That's the understanding of the Chazon Ish. And then again, medicine is allowed if it's nifsal me'achias kelev. Rav Moshe writes in Igos Moshe or Chaim Chelek Beis Simon Tzadi Beis, he greets the Chazon Ish and he brings interesting proof that from the very fact that people have medication all the time that are not edible, that they have bitter tasting medicine, that shows us that the act of medication, act of taking medicine, is not considered an achila. So when you have it on anything, even though there might be chametz in there, it can never be considered achila and can never be considered achshveh. So that's how many achronim assume that if it's inedible to the dog, it's permitted. So that psak is one's allowed to rely on emotion, the Chazon Ish, that you can take non-kosher medication, you can have chametz if there's a medication, if it's inedible. But in deference to the Shagas Aryeh, who thought that Achshvei applies to medication, for that reason, that's one of the reasons why Jack there explains on his Kol Torah, his beautiful website, all these different Tamar Mekomos and Shirim, he explains there that that's the reason why there are these lists, the Pesach lists on medication, because even though they might be Nifsal Mechiris Kelav, still Shagas Aryeh thought that be Achshvei. So because of Shagas Aryeh, we should be Machmir and go through the list and see which medications do not have Chametz. But if you can't find an equally good medication without chametz, so then you could have even those with chametz, so long as it is nifsal miyachis kelev. Now, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shuvos Mincha Shlomo Chelik Aleph Siman Yud Zayin, he gives a different reason why we have to go through the lists of what's kosher lePesach for medication, because how do you define what is nifsal miyachis kelev? It's unclear what the definition is, and therefore it's important to have these lists. So simply, it would be very easy just to put a medication in front of a dog and see if he eats it. That would seemingly be a good test. He doesn't suggest that. It might be hard to really come out with such a list of testing them all out with dogs, and some of these organizations might not be very happy testing medications on dogs. But either way, he says, since it's unclear which ones are nifsal miyachis kelav, it's best to have a list of those medicines that don't have chametz in order to avoid the shaila entirely. But again, if one doesn't have that medication and they only come in a brand that has chametz, and a person's a chol shein bo sakana, so then according to Rav Moshe, according to Chazon Ish, and according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, one would be allowed to take that medication. We wouldn't assume achshavei. Now, there's another suggestion how to go around this. Let's say, assume that the chametz is not nifsal milchias kelev. Let's say it is edible by the dog, so it's a problem. Are there any other heterim? So the post can talk about swallowing. Is swallowing going to be allowed? Is swallowing considered achila or not? So the Gemara Mitzachim Daf Chafem Rebeis tells us that a chol shein b'sakana can get hana from arla if it's done shelo keder hana asan. If he benefits from the arla in a abnormal type of way, then it's permitted. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Chelik Yerdeya Simon Kuf Nun Hei Siv Gimel, this heter applies to all Yisurim with the exception of Kilei Akerem and Basar V'Chalav. All other Yisurim, you're allowed to benefit if it's Shelo Kederech Hanasan. So the question is swallowing considered Kederech Shelo Kederech Hanasan? You're not chewing it, you're just swallowing it whole. Is that considered Shelo Kederech Hanasan and permitted? The Pesach Tshuva brings a machlokas, the poskim, whether being Boleya is Shelo Kederech Hanasan. And Noad Behuda, however, writes in Chelik Yerdeya Simon Lamed Hey, that swallowing is considered derech achila, and therefore it should be usur to swallow anything that has an isur, whether it's chametz or any other type of isur inside. One of their proofs are, the Gemara Misachim tells us, if a person's bala matzah yotze, bala mara lo yotze. Person swallows matzah, he's yotze. Ah, don't you need achilas matzah? So you see, bolea is considered achila. The only reason why being bolea mara, you don't get the mitzvah is because tam, ba'in and velek, you need to taste the mara. When you swallow it, you don't taste it. But other than that, bolea is considered achila. It's not shelo kederech hanasan, and therefore, they know who the paskins, it is not going to be a heter of swallowing. However, Shlomo Zalman comes along in his Tshuvos Mincha Shlomo and explains that's only true if you're swallowing something that's a chefza shel achila. If you're swallowing something that's not a chefza shel achila, like medication, that's not called food, then swallowing would be considered the shelo kederech hanasan, and therefore swallowing would be permitted. The Tshuvos Achiezer disagrees and thinks bolea is always achila, even for things that are not derech achila, not chefza shel achila. And what the Achiezer suggests is that one should wrap up the medication, if it's made from chametz or any other iser, you should wrap it up with paper. In this way, that would be considered shelo kederech hanasan, and that would be permitted. It's based on the Gemara in Psachim, Arvei Psachim, that talks about if you eat matzah wrapped in some type of branch, some type of leaf, you don't get the mitzvah because that's shelo kederech hanasan, and that's not considered achila. So at the end of the day, how do you paskin? Should you swallow it whole or swallow it in a paper? So some say that we pass like Achiezer, others say that we pass like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that swallowing is enough, you don't need to wrap it in paper. So the number of poskim, of course, to make everything clear, halacha ma'aseh, so what are you supposed to do? So most poskim say as follows, that if the medicine is edible, it's there, it's ra'i l'achila, so then nothing to talk about. You can't have that. There is no het if it's derech. If our only shaila is if it's nifsal mechilas kalev, are you allowed to eat it? So if it's nifsal mechilas kalev, so most poskim and paskim, they're allowed to have it and swallowing it would be sufficient. You don't have to wrap it in paper. Let's say you have a capsule, and sometimes a capsule is made of chametz. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins that you are allowed to take that capsule because it's not roi la'achila, and therefore you could swallow. So that's a general psak. Again, it all applies, this heter only applies to chol she'en bo sakana and kal v'chomer to chol she'esh bo sakana. There are other instances, other halachic discussions with regards to medicine, but this again is particularly when it comes to chol she'en bo sakana, having a medication that is nifsal me'achilas kelev.